So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the affluence of Eretz Yisrael's crops. Rami Bar Yecheskel explained the pasuk, Eretz Zavas Chalav Edvash. He witnessed goats dripping milk while eating figs dripping with honey. Rish Lakish said, Ledidi Chazi Leizavas Chalav Edvash Shal Tzipari. He witnessed the goat's milk and honey that flowed in Tzipari, a city in Eretz Yisrael. Veveshitzer Milen Ashitzer Milen. It equaled the massive area of 16 by 16 mil. Rabbi Babachana said, he witnessed the goat's milk and honey that flowed in the whole of Eretz Yisrael. It equaled the massive area of 22 by 6 parsi, equivalent to the distance between Bei Michzi and Akra de Tolvanki. The Gemara cites a braisa. When there is prosperity in Eretz Yisrael, a field seeded with one saw of seed can produce the vast amount of 50,000 kor. The Gemara explains, "Bishivasa shel Tzoyin, beisa isa shivim kor." In Tzoyin, the city of Mitzrayim, a field of one saw can produce 70 kor. We know this because Amar Meir, "Anibri isi bekas beis shan, beisa isa shivim kor." Remeir saw a field in Beit Shan, a city in Chutz Laretz, in which one saw produced 70 kor. And ve'en lecha me'ula b'chol ha'aretz is yesem eretz Mitzrayim. The quality of Mitzrayim is the greatest in the whole of Chutz Laretz, because in the pasuk kegan Hashem ke'eretz Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim is compared to Gan Eden. And ve'en lecha me'ula b'chol eretz Mitzrayim yesem Mitzrayim, de'hav marba b'malachim. The quality of Tzayin, which was home to the kings, is the greatest city in the whole of Mitzrayim. Therefore in Tzayin, one saw certainly produced 70 kor. And ve'en lecha trashim b'chol eretz Yisrael yesem mechevrein. Chevron has the roughest terrain in Eretz Yisrael, Davikavri Boshichvi, as evidenced by the fact that it's mostly used for burial grounds. Nevertheless, Chevron is 7 times more fertile than Tzayin, as the pasuk states. Chevron was built 7 years before Tzayin of Mitzrayim. Now, this pasuk cannot be understood literally, because Efshe Adam Boina Bayis Labnoi Katan Kaidim Shivna Labnoi Gadol. Ham would not have built Chevron for his younger son Canaan before building Tzayin for his older son Mitzrayim. Therefore, the pasuk must mean to say, "Shemevun al achas mishuvah b'Tzayin." The quality of Chevron is 7 times greater than Tzayin. Therefore, if in Tzayin one saw can produce 70 kor, in Chevron one saw can produce 490 kor, and shaloi b'trashim chamesh meya, in the smoother terrain of Eretz Yisrael, one saw can produce even 500 kor. Therefore, when Hashem gives bracha, a field's production is increased 100 times, and one saw produces 50,000 kor, as the pasuk states. Yitzchak planted in Eretz Yisrael, and he reaped 100 times the normal crop. The Gemara also cites a braisa, Amr Rabbi Yasi, Sab Yehuda haisa oisa chamesh soin. Rabbi Yasi says that in the land of Yehuda, one saw of wheat produces 5 saw in the flour. Each saw produces saw kemach, one saw of regular flour, saw soilis, one saw of fine flour, saw subin, one saw of bran from the initial pounding, saw mursin, one saw of bran from the grinding, and saw kibarya, one saw coarse flour. Amar Rav Chisda, my dechsiv ve'etin l'cho eretz chemda nachlas tzvi. The pasuk compares Eretz Yisrael to a deer. Just as the hide of a deer cannot encompass its flesh again after it's been skinned, af Eretz Yisrael ein machzik es perseh, so too Eretz Yisrael cannot contain its fruits because of their abundance. Also, matzvi zeh kal mekol achayis, just as a deer is the swiftest of all the animals, af Eretz Yisrael kal mekol haratzis levashel es perseh, so too Eretz Yisrael is the swiftest of all countries in producing fruits. However, Eretz Yisrael is not comparable to a deer regarding its richness, in which tzvi zeh im basari shamin. A deer's meat is not fat. However, the fruits of Eretz Yisrael are rich, as the pasuk states, Eretz zabas chalav dvash, which means that the fruits of Eretz Yisrael are shemein mechalav, richer than milk, or mesukim dvash, and sweeter than honey. The Gemara relates how the Amiram would demonstrate their love for the land of Eretz Yisrael. Reb Zera nokad b'mitzra b'ka'avar. Reb Zera used a board to cross a river during his journey to Eretz Yisrael rather than wait for the next ferry. Reb Abba Menashe Kipe de Akoi. Rav Abba kissed the stones of Akoi, a city in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Chanina mesaken maskele. Rav Chanina would clear the roads of Eretz Yisrael because, as Rashi explains, shahisa chaviv alav, umachzer shal yitzis shemer al adrachim. He loved Eretz Yisrael and he wanted to prevent people from complaining about its roads. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi kaimi mishim shal atula umitul l'shimsha. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi would transfer from warm areas to cool areas during the heat, from cool areas to warm areas during the cold, because as Rashi explains, Kadesh la yuchl lehisraim al yeshivas Yisrael, so that they should not complain about sitting in Eretz Yisrael. Reb Chaya bar Gamda, Megander ba'afara. Reb Chaya bar Gamda would roll in the dust of Eretz Yisrael because the pasuk states, Ki ratza avadecha savanel besafara yichayneneinu. The Yidden desire its stones and favor its earth. The Masechta concludes with Amar Rav, Asidin kol ilen eisrak shebe Eretz Yisrael sheyitun peiros. The barren trees of Eretz Yisrael will also bear fruits l'asa lavai after Mashiach comes, because the pasuk states ki eitz nasa piryai te'en v'gefen nasnu chelim. The word eitz is superfluous since the pasuk already mentions fruit trees. This teaches that af ilan yisrak yisru pri. Hanu loch shnei diyana gezeres v'slikala mesechta ksubas. We have Baruch Hashem completed the 13th parak and mesechta ksubas, and we'll begin mesechta nedarim in the next shir be'ezras Hashem.